Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too. Ruth is a longtime 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized as one of the top authorities on speech and interpersonal communication, all different kinds of communication and different ways of getting, as she says in her books, Getting them to see it your way right away. That's the title of her great book, and she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that.
So, okay, what's on your mind today? What is the most pressing thing that you're thinking of these days for small businesses?
Well, what I'm thinking of is that there's a lot of fear, Jim, in the business community about... There's a lot of fear and uncertainty. Of course, that always happens around a presidential election, particularly when a new administration, a different party is taking power. And so one of the things I think that businesses have to be mindful of is how they manage in a crisis, how they communicate in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that interests me tremendously right now, and something, as you No, I deal with quite a bit, particularly with my clients who are celebrities and public figures. So I thought that one of the things we could do today would be to talk about that and tell businesses who might be listening in that if there's a crisis, there are certain things that they can do to prepare before.
What would be an example of a crisis? Now, when I think, let me give you one for me. You have an employee who puts himself, maybe a key employee, who gets themselves into trouble, and this key employee is part of the face of your brand.
Correct.
That would be a local crisis, something like that.
That's a crisis.
Several
other
years
crises,
ago.
Remember the
bomber, the guy who blew up Pan Am 103, and they released him from Scotland, and he went back to Libya. Remember that?
Yep.
He walked down the ramp of the plane with a Nike T-shirt on.
Right.
You know what
right.
What if you put these T-shirts out that everybody knows they love your T-shirts, and all of a sudden somebody commits a horrible crime and they're caught with your T-shirt on? You know, that to me, those would be kind of local small business type of things. What do you think?
I agree. They're small business types of things. Another crisis could be shoddy craftsmanship if you are a producer of product.
Right.
So something goes wrong in the supply line, and there's a problem with the manufacturing, and that hurts.
Right. It's not even your fault,
not
but you're known as the distributor
directly
of that product, and they get a bad reputation for whatever reason.
That's exactly right. And then there are other situations where something could happen that is absolutely no fault of your own. I point you to some of the recent business stories, Carrier, Boeing, the automakers, where Donald Trump, the incoming president, made some comments about their workers or the prices of their airplanes or something like that, and suddenly their stock price declines or plummets. And, you know, on a broader brushstroke, Jim, you know, the stock market, things are impacted when the leader of the free world says certain things. So the point that I'm making here is that this will probably continue based on the past, and we'll have to see, of course, whether that happens. But are you ready? It doesn't matter that you're not Carrier or that you're not a big, giant Fortune 50 company. As a small business, and by the way, there's an opportunity here too. If there is a problem in your sector, you are a small business, perhaps supplying to the auto companies, perhaps supplying to one of these larger businesses, and there's a problem, a crisis, you can be the expert that goes on TV
or goes into
the press to talk about how it could be handled. So there are opportunities as well as costs. So, you know, there are ways to be prepared, and I think it's critical, number one, to understand the environment, the geopolitical environment, which, as I said, is new and incoming. We don't know what to expect. We can only
part of what you're talking about is being structurally prepared for a challenge that could happen to you, especially a PR issue or something, some implication that could overlay your company. Part of it is your ability to withstand that, but also part of being prepared with a message, with some kind of communication that puts you in the right position pretty early on.
Absolutely. And, you know, in fact, I'm glad you raised that. I mean, number one, that the preparation issue is so important, but there are certain statements that you can make even if you don't have your message yet. Because, look, when a crisis happens, they happen without warning, generally speaking, or they're slow rolling, right? It's a slow rolling crisis that finally becomes public and you have to confront it. But there are what we call holding statements that a company or a spokesperson can make that sounds something like, oh, we're on top of the XYZ issue, we take it very seriously, and we're working hard to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of generic statement at least gives people comfort that the company is paying attention.
Well, like if a car company, which some companies have, I won't mention their names anymore, but some companies have had some serious recall issues.
That's absolutely
and if
true.
And if you're the dealer for that car in your community, then you need to be prepared to answer. Maybe nobody will ask you, but maybe you'll get a lot of questions.
Absolutely, and that's an excellent example is how the larger company problems can filter down to the businesses that support them, that are their bread and butter, quite honestly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having those things in place, but the surprising thing is, or maybe it's not so surprising, certainly not to you and maybe to some of your listeners, is that most companies do not even think about this stuff because it's too unpleasant.
Well, I think it's also something that I don't have to deal with now. I've got to make payroll.
Right, I've got a million other things to do, right?
Other more urgent things.
Correct.
But folks, but here's the thing, Ruth. This is what I call part of the assignment of the CEO. And one of my big hot buttons over the last several years is getting small business owners to think of themselves not only as managers of their business, but as the CEO of their business.
These are
top line leadership issues that we're talking about, folks. And that's not the manager of the business, that's the CEO. Ruth, I need your website quickly, please.
Yes, RuthSherman.com.
Check it out. The book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ruth about how do we train our people to be prepared to deal with this if somebody sticks a microphone in their face. 20 after. Stay with us.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.